بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن المقداد بن الأسود قال أيم الله لقد سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن سعيد لمن جنب الفتن ولمن ابتلي فصبر رواه أبو داود. In the last two days we were discussing a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there will be certain trials that you will face in the future. We explain it in a general sense. The commentators explain that fitan refers to such trials where the lines of haq and batil, truth and falsehood will be blurred, and a person can't see what is right from wrong. Who is the zalim, who is the oppressor, who is the oppressed. So in such a time, a person should just abstain from the people. And that is why in the end of the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-qa'idu fiha khayrun min al-qa'im. The one that is sitting is better than the one that is standing. Less exposed to the fitna and also spreading the fitna. Stay in your house at a time where there are two warring factions from the Muslims, and it is really, really serious, killing each other. You don't know who's right, you don't know who's wrong. If you go out, you get involved. So don't get involved at all. Rather sit in your house at that time. In one hadith, it is mentioned, if they come into your house also, and they want to kill you, then just cover yourself, and let them make you shaheed. But you don't lift your finger at that time because you don't know who's the zalim, who's the mazloom, who is the oppressor and who's the oppressed. So the ulama explain, this can be for all times. At all times a person can keep this in mind. Especially if, example, there's an Islamic state and then someone takes up arms against the Islamic state, rebels, but they have certain concerns and issues that they are fighting for, and now the Islamic State fights them. Now you've got two camps, you've got two groups. This leads to some sort of unrest, civil war. This happened in the past, in the annals of Islamic history. You find this unrest, this war happened, Muslims on both sides. And Allah Ta'ala knows best what will happen in the future. So at such a time when the lines of haq and batil are blurred, the less a person moves out and gets involved in it, the better for him. He protects himself and the better for him, so that he doesn't become in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the wrongdoers. He doesn't know who is right, who is wrong. Then just on the side, you get a situation where person can't decide, but then you get someone that knows the right from the wrong, and he understands it very well, and so we take from them. Maybe it's not clear to me, but then there will be some senior or the ulama or the ahl haq, the people of haq, and they will be able to tell us that what is right from wrong. So in that situation, then when a person knows for sure, his heart is telling him for sure that this is haq and this is batil, and that's a different case. The commentators explain that this is where the lines of haq and batil are blurred. And in this hadith that we read today, Hazrat Miqdad ibn al-Aswad radiallahu anhu says, by the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good fortune is for that person who has been saved from trials and tribulations. Always ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated these words thrice. Inna sa'id laman junniba al-fitan. The sa'id means fortunate person. Real fortunate person, laman, is definitely that person, junniba al-fitan, who has been saved and kept away from trials. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, to give us ease, afiyat, and save us from trials. We find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَجَنِّبْنَا الْفَوَاحِشَ وَالْفِتَنْ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. The same request we're making, Allah Ta'ala to save us from fitnas and trials. وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ بِقَوْمٍ فِتْنَةً فَتَوَفَّنَا غَيْرَ مَفْتُونِينَ. O Allah, if you intend to test a certain people, then give us death without testing us. So إِنَّ سَعِيد, fortunate, real fortunate person, is definitely that person that has been saved from trials. وَلَمَنِ ابْتُلِيَ فَصَبَرَ. If a person is put through some trial, and he bears it patiently, فَوَاهَن, then how wonderful, how excellent for him, that reward he will get for his sabr. We find the pious of the past, they had to stand up for the haqq, and therefore they were put through trial, some of them in prison, some of them tortured. And in this day and age also, the Muslims have been tortured. That person is put through some trial, and he makes sabr, and he leaves it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he bears it with patience. For wahan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wahan, how wonderful, how excellent. And the reward will be very excellent for him. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, tawfiq.